Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
All right, so I would like to say a very warm welcome to Katrina Menchikova, this on the Dance and Creativity Channel. The session of today is Dance Macabre. She is a performer, a dance and movement therapist. She's an improvisation trainer. Along with her movement practices, Katrina followed a deeper integral body-mind approach, pursuing clinical psychology's degree with concentration in neuropsychology. Since 2012, she facilitates as well corporate mindful programs. And well, in this session, she addressed the losses we can face in our life with periods of also dark periods and death. And she invites you to a special dance to say proper goodbye to what needs to be mourned. This session combines guided and free movement, open discussion and questions. Please have a piece of paper, pen and pencil. I'm ready. And it will be appreciated and on your reach soon. So I hand over the session to Katrina. Take us to the dance. Katrina, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy. Thank you, Patrice. Hello, everybody. I'm not sure how many of you are here in the same time zone that I am. Anyway, welcome to any people that are going to be watching this session. I just want to say a few things in the beginning, and then we actually start to move, which is the point of the session. So if at the moment you're listening to my words, you understand it's not the moment to move, put it on pause, because unlike many of the presentations that I saw on the conference, it's not going to be a talkative thing. It's not something I want to tell to you and it's going to change your world. It may be, but when you practice. So I just want to make it clear that I would love you to do this thing or unless find a more suitable time and place to go through, because just to listen about that, I'm not sure if you're going to be, you know, much surprised by the very, very simple things I would love to share. Hello, I see chat. It's really nice to know that some of you are there. Thank you for posting. So it's feel more alive interaction. Okay. Where we start? Yesterday I saw a Facebook friend which posted a thing that kind of struck me. She said she was banned from Facebook in her own Facebook group, just she'd been keeping for some time, because the topic is saying goodbye. It's grief, it's mourning process, and there are those words. And she get a message, and she put a screenshot of a Facebook message support saying, "Here on Facebook, we're trying to make a joyful and positive environment. And the words you are using might get people upset. So please don't do it. We're not here to judge social media, but it struck me so much that we see something about being upset, about being grieving, as definitely something not welcome in most of my environments. And in my personal experience in this spring, I face a necessity to find a particular process of goodbye for myself. And I found it really, really useful and enriching and freeing and giving me chance to move further. So during this time of self-isolation or quarantine, whenever you spend your spring, I enjoyed it immensely. It was nice, you know, not to rush anywhere, not to have many commitments running one by one at some point. But I still felt very, very heavy, very stopped, very stuck at some point. And what I was trying to analyze and figure out why I have this feeling, why I feel so stuck in my body, I realized, thanks to my coaches and colleagues and my own dancing process, that I have many, many things that I'm still carrying with me. Things that I don't need anymore. My ideas about something that are not working for some time, but I'm still holding them with me. Some ideas that are not helping, that are not supporting, but they're still there. I'm like, you know, little grumpy old man that just carrying everything. And I realized I would love to make a special ritual to say goodbye to things that I don't want in my life any longer. I invite you to join this three steps process with me. And for that, first thing why I asked you to have pen and pencil nearby, I would love to suggest you to answer three questions by writing in very simple words, not like a, you know, big novel about that. The most simple, the most actual that come to your mind. The three questions. So, if Beatrice can remind those questions in the chat. Thank you. So first is, what is that thing, that aspect in your life, in your current situation, that you would love to change? Second question. So if you think about this change coming, what is this thing that you need to get rid of? And once you will manage to do so, what you would love to invite to your life instead? Right now, if you have a chance, please write down in your own words, in your native language, the answers to these two questions, three. Please make sure that the level of the topic you're choosing is suitable right now. We have 1 hour and maybe we might not be able to interact directly. So it would be nice if you take care a little bit of yourself. And maybe choose not the biggest topic you need, because we're gonna dance for about 20, 25 minutes and talk about it the rest of the time. In my experience, I dance over these questions for hours, sometimes for days. So choose something that you can deal with in a framework of 1 hour session, already 50 minute session. So what to change, what need to be taken out of your life, and if you have any idea what's going to be there instead of it. Yeah, you're welcome to share in chat if it's okay for you, but it's not necessary. You can also make a note just for yourself. It's also fine. Okay, you will have chances to change any of your answers at any point. So don't worry if you didn't write down everything. It's fine. No, it's good. It's good. I'm talking to the chat. Sorry, I have this bad habit. Okay, you have these things written. If you're still struggling with what it can be, I can give you a couple examples in which situation I found it really refreshing. Some of them were strikingly old. I lost my sister 10 years ago. And the loss itself was bad, but not devastating. We have a big age difference. I was not living in my hometown. We were not super close. But after quite a time, I realized that I still have some feeling of sorrow because of our last talk. As it went not the way I would love it to be. And it was, you know, eating me from inside to have this being the last words that I have exchanged with my sister. So at some point, I wanted to say goodbye to my sorrow in this way that I had it. Another example is that you can say goodbye to some image of yourself. Like in my way, being a dancer anywhere, but in Russia, is a quite demanded thing. Not in terms of technique and training, but also as a part of the community you belong to, part of a cultural image of being a dancer in our dancing culture. So when I was already tired of contemporary dance and I wanted to get into something else and I wanted to change it, I still have this image of myself as a dancer. And it was stopping me from a lot of new experiences that were not combining with this image that I had on my own. From the funny ones, you can say goodbye to some doubts. Like this summer, I was discussing the possibility of marriage with my longtime partner. And at some point, I realized I have so many doubts that I'm used to, not because I don't trust our relationship, not because I don't want to make another step, because it just, I had it at some point and why to get rid of them. At this point, I decided, okay, it's either I'm keeping my doubts or I'm doing something with them. Because in the moment of I don't want to think about doubts. I want to think about something else. So anything that you don't need in this life anymore. And now remember dance and creativity. So time to stand up. Now, not for dancing yet. I would love you to browse your room and to find an object which is going to be representing the thing you are saying goodbye to. It can be literally anything. Like I have some examples. You can choose a plant. That's my home cactus. You can choose a musical instrument, maybe as an option. Basically any object, maybe in terms of movement, the most useful gonna be something like a scarf or a piece of clothes or a belt. It's good to play. It's not going to stop you from any particular movement. So maybe this can be a good idea. But remember, dance and creativity track. So you're welcome to choose anything. Anything that can be representing the thing that you're going to say goodbye to. I'm going to be saying goodbye to this beautiful belt. Okay. And let's give a moment maybe to someone who is looking for the thing. And next, if you're not quite awake enough or not quite into movement, so take a moment, stand up, feel your feet on the ground. You can bounce a little bit to remind your legs they are there and they can be moving. You can gently wave your hands just again to feel it a little bit better. I enjoy little movements with my fingers and tiptoes. And take a couple of nice breaths. And let yourself to come up with an idea. If you need to represent your current relationship with this thing that you are saying goodbye to, I'm going to be referring to my belt, but you, all of you have your own, right? Feelings, ideas, sorrows, whatever. How metaphorically you can attach your body to this thing. Like when I was thinking about it and the examples that I gave you, I had a couple of very, very bright ideas at the moment that I was thinking about it. Like if it's a grieving about my sister and I needed to put this grief somewhere in my body, I would definitely do this because it was blinding me for some time and not, I was not quite looking around or seeing the things or open to whatever was going on in my life. So that's what it does to me. If I think of this dancer image, that, you know, kind of make me feeling good, but also was quite limited at some point, I was thinking of, you know, of a nice little crown, which I love to have it, which I think make me more beautiful, but it also stopped me for a lot of free movement. So I would make a little crown from my own stereotypes. To give you some more ideas like doubts, that's a good way to represent doubts. It's kind of not stopping you from movement, but it gives you some restrictions. You're still free, but you can do more without it. Mm-hmm. So please find a way to put this thing next to you. If it's just a pencil, you can also work with it. In this case, you need to hold it. I don't know, something. Okay, so we're actually getting closer to a dancing part. How it's gonna work. In a few moments, we will pass you a link with three tracks. Each track is about 9-10 minutes, and I will be going to ask you which track to put. Please don't rush in advance of my words, because once you put it, you might not be able to hear me well. So let's go step by step, not to lose each other. We have three free movement sessions. For those of you who are not familiar with the idea of free movement, basically, you're welcome to do anything. You don't need to make some beautiful dance. You don't need to do anything if you don't feel like. The only rule is to listen to my questions before each set, to let yourself dive into this questions and looking for answers. And we're gonna use some particular music which have a special influence on me. And maybe this music gonna support you as well to get to your process in a maybe more deep way or unexpected way, something. So I'm gonna give you a focus of attention for a movement. You're gonna open the track and you start moving. If you get stuck in any point and you're not quite realizing what you're doing and what it is about, just keep on. There is always a slight, the smallest possible movement in your body. So when you cannot come up with the idea what to do, just listen to it. There will be always something little going on in some body parts. And basically that's what we are learning to do also in free dance, in cautious dance, to listen. Where is some impulse in my body? Which part of my body is responding to what I'm thinking about? So first, I would love you to put this object that you found in the way that is representing now your relationship with the thing, how close it is to you, how tight it is on you. And the first set of movement is gonna be fully about the current situation in your life. What is it about? Why you start to think about some changes in this aspect? What is this thing about some details of it? The only thing I'm asking you to do is not to take it out or not to change place. You might adjust it a little bit, but keep it. It's kind of your dance within this limit, with an idea what's going on in my life, why I want it to be changed, and what is this thing is doing to me. Now we can go and take a link. Thank you. I see it in chat. Hopefully you can see it too. When you open it, it's a Google link. You don't need to log in or something. There are three tracks. So you need track one. I'm going as well. I'm going to mute my sound and I'm going to be dancing so I can fall out of the screen at some point. But now we can launch the first track and make a first short dance of what is my life like and what is the thing that I would love to say goodbye to is doing to me. Okay, we launch the music. Once it's finished, get back and I will start talking again. Okay, the track should be finishing for most of you. If not, you can just mute it slowly. As we're gonna get to a next step before I will give you some clues to what people usually face on this stage. So why we have this object on us? This is some support for our mind to be busy. So while at some point our brain is figuring out what I can do, how can I move around this object, we give a space to our nonverbal part to express our feelings about this current situation that I asked you about, and just to set them free through movement. Nothing else. We're just trying to give two channels. One is thinking and another one is just expressing. So it takes some time for different people to get into a flow of movement. Sometimes the music is disturbing. Sometimes you get lost. It's fine. Whatever questions are appearing, like what I'm doing here, try to see them as manifestation of your patterns, of your reaction to this situation that you were dancing about. Sometimes they can be really talking to you, the way of struggling with this little dance. If not, just keep on. We're gonna have second track right now, and we're gonna have a special movement task for this one. So you remember we agreed this thing is something in your life currently presenting, but you would love to say goodbye to. So on next little track, I would love you to move to dance with this as with a partner. I specifically ask you not to change this place a lot during our first track, but now you're more than welcome to change it, to find a way to dance with it as a partner and actually explore not only its limitations, but what it gives to you. How can you move more elaborated, more diverse, thanks to this thing? Okay, track number two, easier than it is. Let's go to the links. Again, I'm muting myself. There will be no sound. If there is any technical issue with the track, put any music you like. Now it's important to let your body move, to explore the possibilities of this theme, the opportunities that it gives to your movement. Okay, we go, second track. Okay, I know track is somewhere in the middle. But I have a feeling, according to my own process now, that it might be enough for this part now. So please get back your sound for a little moment so we can move to a third part. So, first thing, we explored the limitations and the situation we are in. Second part, we were trying to look for opportunities instead of limitations. Because whatever you had in your life, it had a reason to appear. It might be something that was very useful at the moment, even though it might be not so evident. But it has some purpose. It served you for something. So now the third part, I invite you to make a choice. In the beginning, you answered the questions, what it is, this thing. And you want to say goodbye to that and invite something instead. So now is the moment. If you're sure in your decision, like, oh, hey, I know exactly what it is. I know what it gave to me, but that's enough. Then in the next part of our movement, please find a way to take it from your body and to place it somewhere separately from you. Up to you. It can be just in front of you, in front of the screen, or you want to find the most remote corner in your apartment, in your house, and put it there. Or it is also an option. You can start moving, thinking of, okay, I'm getting rid of it, I'm living it, that's enough, I'm sure. But it will feel nice for some reason to keep on dancing with this thing. It's up to you to decide whether you want to keep it or whether you want to put it aside. If you decide to keep it, just try to find a new way to interact with it. Like if you started like this, maybe you want to get back to this. But maybe you will find a new way to wear this, to keep it on you. So the moment of choice, it's up to you to decide whether you're keeping it and in what way you're gonna use it now, whether it's done, it's served. Thank you very much and goodbye. And actually, in our last third little dance, say goodbye and explore a little bit your movement with no limit, with no special object that attracts your attention. Just move freely for about half a track. It's a third track. It's also longer that I will invite you to dance. So we're gonna move about 4-5 minutes. Let's launch the third track and make a closure. In your movements, anything you like, a dance, or you're just gonna lie on the floor, say goodbye to this thing. Okay, off we go. Okay, it can be struggling for some of you to stop it at this moment. I know, but it's a never-ending track, so don't worry. You have a chance to finish. We need to close this session and the process for you. So I'm gonna tell a couple of things that seem to me important. You are free to ask some questions if you have any, or to share your experience right now, if it is disturbing or if it's nice for you. I appreciate any feedback. Or you can get back to your notes from the very beginning with these three questions and recheck them now. How do you feel about the change in your life? How do you feel about this thing that you would love to say goodbye? And what's coming instead of it? I just want to underline two things that in my experience, most people have. In this third part, often people find themselves with a new object. Because it's so nice to play and just get in the mood of dancing with something. So they find themselves grabbing something else and dancing with it. That's okay, for sure. You're welcome to play, but try to understand, why do you want it? What does it give to you? Because you might change the object, but it gives you the same thing. Another thing, just a short note on the music. That's a classical one. I did it on purpose. In my experience, different people react to different instruments simply on body level. I choose this one because I like this composer and strings and everything. So you might choose any music that, you know, take your guts. That's the only point. So let's see what we have in chat. And Beatrice, I see she's watching me saying like, it's time, it's time.
Katrina, it's wonderful on time. It's all well, really. We had time to dance. We had time to think and go through this two-channel process. Just my video is not on. Now it's on. Okay, great. I really enjoyed the session. I went through it fully. It was wonderful, amazing. It's such a technique. I see someone also saying it's such an innovative concept. I was quite moved. So sorry, I'm a little emotional still. There is a lot that can be shared. I guess everyone can continue the process and dance again, because you were mentioning you could dance it for long, and I guess yes. Whew. And then what to do with it? Yes. What we move with this new feeling, this new situation in our life?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big question.
What to do next? That's always a big challenge for myself, because sometimes you have, okay, so what?
Yes. But I guess it has its own process as well, taking care of itself as we make a choice. And I see the idea of an object to interact with and try. Yes, it embodies actually the object embodies what we want to let go of, right? It's a very strong proposition. Thank you so much, Katrina. I would like to mention to everyone that we can join on the Facebook group as well to see the live and to interact of Dance and Creativity channel. You can join the coffee breaks room. We might have a chance to meet. It's really random. So you click in and we might have a chance to continue the interaction. After this session, even we can try that. It's on the portal. And who wants to offer himself and gift himself the library of all the sessions that are going on the Embodiment Conference, it's by upgrading your status on your portal. It's a wonderful thing to do, because then it's a library you have for lifetime and you can really dive in. And definitely, like, I've missed so many sessions that I would like to go back. So I'll just do that. And if you would like as well to share with a friend or a friend to do it. If you can't afford it, then you can share together as well. Yes, and it's always a thank you to the conference and to the amazing energy and efforts to put this together and bring it for everyone. And I feel really it's moving a lot of gratitude and energy in other participants, and it's wonderful event. Thank you so much to be part of it and take us there, Katrina. What is your we gather together the number one tip to stay embodied? What would be yours if you want to share that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that I saw that you're moved, and maybe some of other participants, which is always surprising how short it can get you somewhere. So three usual tips, I'm sure you know most of them, but they're still working. So stay grounded, just your feet, whatever your dance was at some point, just step on your feet and jump a bit and bounce and make sure the floor is not falling somewhere. So you're not falling somewhere at all. You can manage that. If you get to this point, you can manage that for sure. Another thing that find me very, very comforting, and I learned it from Paul Linden, who is also a part of the conference, of course, and my teacher, his sharing this part of centering technique when you are welcome to imagine any kind of warm light inside yourself, which I find very comforting, to close my eyes and somewhere in my chest, I make up a small light. And it's always a different light, which gives you a lot of understanding about your own current condition. So it can be candle, it can be lighthouse, it can be fire. Just watch this light for some time, for its natural lifetime. Keep it, stay grounded, watch the light, watch the candle, and it slowly will calm you down.
Thank you so, so much. We might want to join you so as well. Just you can maybe give your Facebook on the Facebook of the Facebook group of the Embodiment Conference, like Chris. Maybe get in touch eventually, Katrina. Thank you, everyone, and have a great continuation of the day. We have a new session in 2 hours on the Dance and Creativity channel, and have fun with yourself and your grounding and everything. Bye.
Take care.
Take care. Thank you.